more than one play when that was called, when the touchdown pass, two calls. What was going through your mind? You know, like, are we really doing this?
I was pumped. I think we were all pumped. I think we all really liked that play, and I really thought it was going to work. I think most of us, you know, really thought it was going to work, and we were all excited.
You all have to be salesmen for that play. I mean, every single one of you has to be a good actor, right?
Yeah, Foles did a great job selling it, and I think it caught the defense off guard, obviously, and Foles, you know, had a great catch. Trey made a great throw. It was perfect. A lot of credit to Doug for calling it on 4th and 1.
Steph, I saw that you led a prayer postgame. Had you thought about what you would say in that situation after winning the Super Bowl, or did that come straight, you know?
I thought about it a little bit. Mm-hmm. Most of that was just kind of from the heart, but, it's been my honor to pray for this team. I usually pray, you know, before the game, like 20 minutes before kickoff or so. We have a big group that prays, and I usually get to lead that, and then after games often I'm the guy that prays, and it's been my honor to be that guy on this team. You know, there's a lot of pretty serious Christians on this team, but it's been my honor to be that guy to say that prayer. And I've been thinking about that all week. You know, obviously you think about holding the trophy and kind of the confetti shower and all that stuff, but I've been like hoping and anticipating I would get that chance to say that prayer after the game, and it was pretty emotional and pretty fun.
It went the way you wanted it to pray? You got everything out?
I think so, yeah. I think so.
Back to the 4th and 1, can you just talk a little bit about the guts that it takes to make that call? I mean, there's a difference between calling it in the regular season against, you know, the Redskins and the Super Bowl in 4th and 1.
Yeah, I mean, give Doug a lot of credit. He always says that he's going to be aggressive and he's going to, you know, kind of bet on his players to succeed. And I think when you have a play call you feel really good about, and you know, you trust your players to execute, it makes it easier to make that call. I think on 4th down this year we're definitely the best in the league, probably the most conversions, and give Doug a lot of credit for calling those, and credit to Trey and Foles for making a great play.
Steph, what stands out about the 2017 Eagles that maybe is different than any other team you've played?
Really tight locker room, guys with a lot of love for each other, guys with a lot of unselfishness, just a higher level of work ethic and commitment, and genuinely like everyone's trying to be the best they can be every day, generally trying to get better every day, genuinely caring for the guy next to him and trying to help others get better, and just, you know, resiliency, perseverance, commitment, you know, even through adversity.
Do you have an appreciation for how hard it is to cultivate that type of environment in the NFL?
Yeah, it's really hard. It's really hard. Part of it is getting the right guys, you know. But just there's an impressive number of guys on this team that are both, you know, have experience and have talent, but are just high character guys. And I think that was a big part of why we're good this year, is a lot of high character, unselfish guys.
Do you think that that's probably the most difficult thing to replicate going forward? Rosters change, guys come in, and you guys didn't even have a 1,000-yard rusher or receiver this year. It was just one of the most unique teams that you want to see win a title.
I think it's hard to replicate on another team, you know? I think if you're a coach and you show up somewhere, you say, we're going to do it like the Eagles did it, you got to have those kind of guys, you know? But for this team next year, like we're going to have a lot of the same guys. So, I hope and believe that we can replicate it next year.
What was the first thing that went through your mind when that clock struck zero and pass drops in the end zone incomplete?
I don't know if it was a word or it was just a feeling like, oh, my gosh, like we're the world champs, you know. But you could see my face. I was near Doug when they dumped the Gatorade out of me. I was just like, it's real? It's real? Like, we really won? Like, you just, like, don't know how to react, you know, in that moment. But it's an unbelievable rush of, you know, joy and positive emotion.
I had a reporter tell me, he's covered a bunch of Super Bowls, that the scene in the Eagles locker room was the craziest that they've ever seen from any Super Bowl.
It was crazy. We were really excited. It was really fun. It was really fun.
You remember that for a long time.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steph.
Steph, what's it like to go all the way on your first postseason run? You know, guys say you never know when you're going to get back to playoffs or get to the playoffs. So what's that like?
Yeah, I appreciate how hard it is to even get to the playoffs, and I'm really, really grateful that, you know, we made our playoff run count and won the Super Bowl, and it was just an unbelievable feeling, unbelievable experience. So proud of this team, so proud to be a part of it.
How fulfilling has the season been, considering you won that job at left guard, and what are your thoughts heading into tomorrow for 8th?
It was an unbelievably fulfilling season. I couldn't be happier right now, you know, just personally, you know, that I got to be a part of it and played well and all that, but just that this team accomplished what we set out to do, what we knew we were capable of, despite, you know, a lot of setbacks, and still going out and doing it. Just proud to have done it for this city. You know, I know it means so much to a lot of people in this city, and proud to bring joy to so many people.